Hi, my name is Donna Barron. My husband, Todd Barron, is the director of the Sioux City Art Center. I am the PTA president of Perry Creek Elementary, and we have a fifth grader at Perry Creek Elementary here. So we started school this past week, and it was exciting and nerve-wracking, and just felt so different than what our routine has been, which has been very relaxed. All of a sudden, we kind of go back to being a little more hectic, even if it's not school every day. We actually had to get up early and out the door by 8:30, or before 8:30, actually. But it was good. We had a good week. My son had a good week in school. He was so excited to be back. And, you know, his teacher really made them feel welcome and, you know, went over the new classroom rules, and they got to know each other in the last 2 days that he was there. So we're looking forward to this week again to continue and maybe start a little bit more learning.
So Tate, you were finally back in the classroom after many months. How was the first week of school?
Amazing.
What was amazing about it?
I have a great teacher. Well, I mean, I would have a great teacher, whoever I had, because all the teachers are very nice. Everyone was nice. It just kind of sucked a little bit we had to wear masks, but it was still fun.
Are you concerned at all about some cases starting to pop up within the school, or do you feel like they're doing quite a bit to keep the kids safe?
It felt like they were doing everything they possibly can. I have to say I'm concerned, not necessarily about the school, but in general, because even we've had some distant rumblings of contacts, or, you know, it's starting to creep closer and closer, as opposed to maybe early June, when we had a spike of cases, we didn't feel the impact quite as much. All of a sudden, we're seeing friends who, you know, have said that they know they've been in contact with somebody. We've started soccer this week. We got the text that there has been contact within one of our soccer teams. And so it's all of a sudden starting to become a little bit more real. So that concerns me. The biggest concern I have is not wanting to take it into the school ourselves. Like, if we don't know or we're asymptomatic, I don't want to bring it into the school and get somebody sick who would have a lot more problems than we have, or get a lot more sick than we do. So that makes me very nervous right now. So we're just trying to be as safe as we can. I feel like the schools are doing a pretty decent job with the distancing and the hybrid plan. I know that the first day probably was for each section, the A through M's and the N through Z's, was probably a little hectic, just trying to get the new normals or the new procedures in place. But hopefully we come out successful. And I liked the transparency of the school district with their report on Friday. So I know I saw that come out on Friday, and I like that they're trying to be proactive about their communication so they can regularly communicate what's going on. That always helps.
Yeah, they said that they're going to do the weekly report every Friday to give an update. They're going to contact anyone who needs to know that there was someone who tested positive, but they will not release specific schools, is what they told us anyway in a news release.
Yeah, it's interesting. So tough. Privacy. I don't know that anybody is in hysteria at this moment. Probably we've all come to expect these kind of things, but just trying to keep everything. I don't know. It's so tough. It's so tough. I don't know that I love that you don't know. The schools aren't known, but I understand the privacy of the individuals. I would say as long as they're contacting the people that were in direct contact with those individuals, I don't know that you can keep that kind of thing under wraps. People talk. So I think feel like eventually you'll know the schools, or maybe not the exact individuals, but definitely the places that, you know, contact is happening or cases are popping up. I feel like that's impossible to keep quiet.
We kind of live in a big small town, don't we?
We do. And it's anywhere. I think people just talk. And when you get that note, people share it. In this day and age, everything is so easily spread out there with social media. And, you know, people will just share the text, the email, the note that they get. immediately. So from their vantage point, I can see the privacy issue. They have to know that it's going to come out no matter what. So, you know, maybe that's or the tightrope that they're trying to walk, which is tough.